And stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray.
And now Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Well, we're back here for another 15 minutes.
And I hope 15 minutes part too.
Yep, and another week, too.
Yeah. You have a nice weekend?
Very good.
How about you folks? You all have a nice weekend?
Yep. Right.
I wasn't looking at you, sir, really, but I'm glad you did. I was looking at you, ma'am. Hi, did you have a nice weekend?
Well, pretty good, except
that without going into too much detail,
Maggie's pain.
Yeah. Well, I hope it's better. And
well, it's better sometimes. If I can elevate my head.
Yeah. Well, are you comfortable there? Or can we
pretty
get you?
Good. Pretty good.
All right. Well, I think you're in for a very good program because we've planned
That's
some exciting
why I'm
things.
Here. They advised me to come here for a chuckle.
You came in from Rosedale, didn't you?
It was, 28 miles from here.
Uh-huh. Well, I hope you have a lot of chuckles out of the program. As you know, it's...
My head is tilting a little now, so that'll mean the equal.
Maybe the gentleman next to you can pop your head up there a little bit.
All right, sure. How's it, Biden?
That's about...
Fine, that's
good. Vertical line.
Well, I can't do this for 15 minutes.
Well, it isn't really 15.
Oh, look at my arm.
It's a little bit... what's the matter with your arm?
Well, I fell off a ladder.
It looks like I've been shoveling snow or something.
Well, I've been doing that, too.
Did somebody take the ladder away?
Somebody put their hands under my arms to help me hold this lady.
Lady, could you hold his arms up there so
well,
it would be a little more comfortable?
Well, hold his arms up while he's holding my head.
I think that would be very good. Now, that makes both of you facing the sides
now
of the
I
studio.
Have one request, Bob. We'll lower the curtain between ourselves and the audience.
Right.
That's a grim picture.
I like to work alone. Right. Would you lower that just a bit? That's fine.
That's as good. That's as good as it can be, anyway. Just so we don't have to look at that.
No. Now then, folks, it's time for Let's Take a Tour. Hello, this is Harvey Swenson welcoming you to Let's Take a Tour. And today we're visiting the factory of the Midas Silk Shirt Company up here in Dillingham. With me is Mr. Calvin Swedge, production supervisor, to explain the shirt-making process as we go along. You ready, Mr. Swedge?
But first, I want you to step into this little cubicle.
Is there a shirt in there, Mr. Swedge?
No, it's an alarm system that will tell us if you have any metal on you. Can you step inside, please?
All right.
All right. All right. Get out, Mr. Swenson, please.
Well, apparently I have some metal on my person.
Well, most of us do, Mr. Swenson. Now, if you'll follow me.
How many people work at this factory, Mr. Swedge? Must be at least 300.
Well, we have 16 people working for us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, follow me, if you will. I'd like you to see the raw silk room.
Good.
Careful about the strands as you go in.
Right.
All right, go on in, Mr. Swenson. Hi there, Pete.
Hi, Cal. Is that Mr. Horn you got with you?
No, Pete. Now, Mr. Swenson, the temperature here in the raw silk room has to be kept at exactly 53 degrees. What's the temperature now, Pete?
81 degrees.
Oh, that's too high, Pete. How many strands did you kill off?
About 1,200.
Well, that accounts for about all the strands, doesn't it,
Pete? That's right. The high temperature in this room made them wilt and fall off the rack.
Well, how did the temperature get so high?
Probably friction, Cal.
All right, Pete. I'll have some new strands sent in this afternoon, so watch that temperature. I'll see you later.
Is Pete a reliable employee, Mr. Swedge?
Well, he's the best the silk strand man in the business. That's why I overlook the fact that he's not too good with thermostat setting.
I see. Well, now, what's this section we're coming to now?
Well, now, this is the final shirt assembly counter, Mr. Swenson. I thought I'd save you a lot of time by showing you first the raw silk, beginning article. And man leaves him in his shirt.
Sure. Well, that man over there, strip to the waist, what's his job?
Well, now it's his job to check on the collar stay girl, the one who puts the stays in the shirt. That would be Marie over there.
Oh, I see. Well, he seems to be testing one now.
Yes, he puts on the shirt,
And if the collars slip out, you know that she has put in too long a stay, and they replace them with shorter ones. He's putting one on now. All right, go ahead, Chris, would you?
Marie, how come I didn't get hit with a long collar stay? I'll tell you how come, because you're no good. If it happens again, I'm putting you back on sleep.
Well, it's been good seeing you, Mr. Swenson, and I hope you come back to Midas again.
Well, thank you, Mr. Calvin Swiggs, for showing me around and letting me see the dirty linen before it gets washed, so to speak. It made for another interesting edition of Let's Take a Tour. Here's the name just handed to me. Does it mean anything to you, Arthur Godfrey?
Wait a minute. I think so. On the radio, isn't he?
That's him. On our radio. In fact, CBS radio. Only one difference, however.
Well, difference from what?
Difference from us, you and me.
Well, what is it besides that he's one and we're two?
Well, he's daytime and we're nighttime.
Yeah, but he's ours. I mean, that doesn't make him theirs.
Theirs? Heavens to heterodynes, no. He's here on our side.
Yes, and I'm relieved that it's so. I wouldn't want him to be theirs. Not Arthur Godfrey with his style.
And banjo. Don't forget his banjo.
Wait a minute. That's a ukulele, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't for all the pineapples in all Hawaii eat?
Good. Arthur Godfrey time Monday through Friday in the daytime on CBS Radio. One of ours. In fact, one of our best.
Definitely. If he wasn't, he'd be one of theirs.
And now this is the Lewis L. Latimer Human Counseling Hour, where burdens are gently lifted from the shoulders of our troubled people and are disposed of neatly and discreetly. Our first case concerns a certain Miss Jane C. Before you speak, ma'am, you may disguise your voice if you so desire. Now, my dear, what is the problem you'd like lifted from your shoulders?
Yeah.
Try to make it as brief as possible and compose yourself. It's not going to do anybody any good to cry, is it? Now go on with your story, please.
Well, last week...
Well, Miss J.C., I feel that you're feeling just a little bit sorry for yourself. You know, a very wise man once said, a woman's tear ducts are nothing more than twin fountains of self-pity. Don't you agree, Miss Stacy?
Well, I suppose so, Mr. Human Counselor.
Lewis L. Latimer will do. Yes. Now, let's hear your problem.
Well, look at this picture of me that appeared on last week's society page.
Oh, yes. And as I read the information beneath your picture, I see that you're the bride-elect of Stuart Hinkle. You graduated from the Tropsy School for Boys, attended Tokyo Business College, received one degree from the Foreign School of Trade and another from the Balfour School of Commerce.
That's Stuart, all right, yeah.
He's chairman of the Treehaven Financial Society, treasurer of the Legal Tenders of America, and Mr. Hinkle is also well known around the Mint. Well, Miss J.C., I don't see that you have any real problem. In fact, I would think...
Well, take another look at that ghastly photograph of me, Mr. Latimer. Isn't it a terrible picture?
Well, Miss J.C., you're not very nice-looking in person, either.
Well, I thought you were going to lift the burden from my shoulders.
Now, there again, you're thinking of yourself. You see, I'm in this thing as deep as you are, Miss J.C. Now, please try to control yourself and go on.
Well, right after this picture appeared in the paper, Stuart's relatives began phoning me, and they all had pretty much the same thing to say.
Well, do you feel up to telling us what it was they had to say, dear?
Well... they all called up to tell me that I wasn't very nice looking. But they thought Stuart could do a lot better.
Well, my child, that was probably their way of being nice.
It was not. One of them even said I had a face that could stop a clock.
Well, Miss J.C., the damage is done. Your picture appeared in the paper, and it's true. It created a bit of adverse comment. What you should have done was to have bought up all the papers as soon as they hit the newsstands. And if you had...
They're as bad as Stuart's relatives. You're just the same as they are.
No, you're wrong, my dear. It happens that I saw your picture in the paper last week, too, and for a while I even toyed with the notion of calling you up to tell you that... Well, you weren't very nice looking, but I didn't call, did I?
Not that I remember. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you still need a solution to your problem. My dear, I think Stuart is too good for you.
You were going to say that.
And please stop crying. We don't want
wet mascara running all over that funny little face of yours, Julie. And now, important news about fast relief for cold livers.
Bob, that kind of news is always important, especially when it comes from four-way cold tablets.
Meet lovely Hollywood star Mona Freeman.
Hello. All this emotion pictures simply dread cold. Imagine trying to give a top performance with head and body aching and that awful feverish feeling. I have to fight cold miseries fast.
How do you do that, Miss Freeman?
At the first sign of a cold, I take Marvelous Four-Way Cold Tablet. Four-Way's the fast way to relieve cold distress, even of nasty virus colds.
You're right. Clinical tests of all the leading cold tablets prove Four-Way fastest acting. In minutes, Four-Way's exclusive formula speeds wonderful pain reliever into your bloodstream and all through your body. In the same time, the other leading brands showed no trace of pain-relieving medicine. None of the other leading cold tablets, only Four-Way, started so fast to relieve all these cold miseries.
Relieves muscular pain, headache.
Reduces fever.
Calms upset stomach.
Also overcomes irregularity. Get Four-Way cold tablets today, the fast way to relieve those nasty cold miseries so you begin to feel better right away. Four-Way, only 29 cents.
Thank you, sir.
Ray, yeah. I'm going out to bowdlerize the part of the show we've already done.
You're going to what, Bart?
Bowdlerize it.
Right.
And I'll be back.
Right. While you're bowdlerizing, then, we have with us tape interview that I'd like to present now. One of the prepared things is with the famous TV Private Eye star. You've probably seen the show, Crash Comstock. And if we're all set with the tape, I'd like to go ahead with it. Crash Comstock, welcome to the Bob and Ray Show.
Well, I was 21 at the time. And I'll tell you, I was pretty nervous.
Wait a second, will you?
Oh, only in Pittsburgh, but we got over that little problem, and it worked out pretty well.
Hold it.
As time went on.
A second, roll it back, will you? Say, Frank, I understand that yours is one of the longest and most successful private eye shows on TV. You're going into your fifth year now. All right, will you push the button, engineer?
What?
No, just play. Yeah. That's what we
want. Bob and Ray, and I certainly would like to answer any questions you have. We have a good show on our hands, we think, and like to have all of your fans hear about it, too.
Would
so
you,
fire ahead.
Would you roll that ahead? There's a part of you in the middle that you never got on the air that I think you're supposed to use.
Pittsburgh, but it worked out.
Oh,
right.
Got it. Take it off.
What happened, Ray?
I wish you would bowlerize, or whatever that word is, that part of the show. It was all goofed up.
Well, you have trouble with the tape, huh?
Well, of course you did it over there.
That happens frequently. It's unfortunate.
Well, I guess we ought to eliminate those from now on. I'm looking at the clock to see if we have enough time to talk with that gentleman there. I wonder if we do.
All right, sir, we have just a few seconds. Could you tell us your home and age?
I'll which do you want first?
Where are you from and how old are you?
I'm from Herkimer, New York.
Well.
And I'm 29.
Okay, sir.
And I have.
So we want you to have the souvenir of the Bob and Ray Show that's in this sealed envelope, and we hope you'll be back in our audience.
Hey, move. I don't want it.
Well, that's Jesse. Get it out as quick as you can, though, will you?
We'll have our world-famous closing signature for you, friends, in just 10 seconds. Well, here it comes. Get ready. Until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
This is the CBS Radio Network.